Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Good morning. So most of us, actually all of us, really have no idea what's going to happen. We live our lives without having any clue as to its outcome. We all, as human beings, walk backward into our future. There's not much we can do about that. We kind of know what our future is. We kind of have an idea. As Christians, we have an exact idea about what our future is. Jesus gives us a little bit of... Thank you, Jack. Asterisk, I have to come back to Jack. It is a riotous mess out there in this world of ours. At the moment, into which Colin will be baptized. But Colin is not being baptized into that mess. Colin is being baptized into the kingdom of God. And you know what kind of kingdom that is. Because Jesus gives us a very good clue today. There may be an op-ed in the paper, and it's because of the work and ministry you and I do in the women's prison, the open women's prison in New Jersey. On Monday, we saw that another round of correctional officers were arrested for hurting the women. And though that was a horrible thing, the people's response about that article was what really got me upset. And I lost my common sense of balance that I hoped to stabilize. So I wrote a note. And the note was simply this, that we are more than the worst thing we've done. You've heard me say that. So you shouldn't be writing about the women who are experiencing the just consequences of their bad behavior, criminal behavior. You shouldn't be saying then, well, they get what they deserve in the form of abuse by correctional officers. You shouldn't think of it. You shouldn't say, oh, well, that kind of abuse was just an enhanced interrogation. That's what some people think about that behavior. That's nutty. You don't. That's just hard. That's just cruel. And we're not, Christians are not permitted that level of cruelty toward anyone. See, you know I'm more than the worst thing I've done. I know you're more than the worst thing you've done, even though I may not know what that was. I don't have the privilege of anonymity that you all have. That's the rules of the road, and that's fine. But the women in prison are more than the worst thing they've done. The correctional officers who abuse the women are more than that worst thing that they do. And I think the person that was writing those notes, anonymously, that may have all been the worst thing they've done, is dehumanize someone. We're not permitted to do that with each other. Not, especially with those we disagree on political stuff. I cannot dehumanize you. I'm not allowed. Okay? So if you disagree with me on stuff, it's more, what did we say last week? It's more important to be in love than in like mind. Okay? Do we believe that? Yes, it is the baptismal covenant we're all going to be affirmed today, which is so lovely. It is the kingdom of God, which is terrific. Now, that kingdom of God is the thing we're walking backward into. We don't see it. You make directions and choices about your life and the way you want to grow up that's really dependent on what you've already lived. Right? You see what you're doing, and so you make a decision which way you're going to walk. Kind of. You think, because you can't see what's there. At best, you get a periphery of it. You never get on the edges. You can kind of see a little bit out there. That's what prayer does for you. Opens it up a little bit. But we know where we're going in the kingdom of God. And there are people back there shouting to us about what's waiting. They're called the saints. Those we love but see no longer. Principally, Jesus, our Lord and Master. He's given us an idea of what that is. Now, what is that? That's the thing about the Beatitudes we read today, the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the hungry, blessed are the thirsty, blessed are those who are persecuted, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are the pure in heart. That's not only about how you should live your life, Jack. You're sitting up front. Not only that, but it's also a description of the kingdom of God. It's also a description of the nature of our God. Because we saw that now Jesus lived his life, didn't we? Meek. He was hungry. He was thirsty. Pure in heart. He was persecuted for righteousness' sake. Right? And Jesus was the image of who God is for us. So that says something about the kingdom of God for us. Paul, in his wonderful reading today, talks about weakness and power, true strength. And, which is the irony today, the Old Testament summarized Jesus' proclamation. Usually, we know that Jesus summarized the Old Testament. One of the two greatest things in the law, Jesus summarized, to love your Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus takes all those 617 laws and puts them in one big, easy thing to remember. Micah kind of does the opposite on the Sermon on the Mount. It's lovely. Do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. Such a nice way to look at it. Okay, children, part two, sermon. Anyone of you who's a child who wants to walk on it, Dave? Okay. So, most of you don't know what goes behind what goes on behind this wall. How do we find out? Sue?
Yes.
Are we on? Come on in, guys. Come on in. 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 All right. All right, all together out there in the congregation, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
All right, can you see me?
No.
Searching. You should be able to see me soon. Is he in the button? So you got me up there?
No.
Yes. So we're good?
Yes. Yeah.
So this is the Sadducee, and this is Sue Lambert. She's the head of the altar guild, which are a group of men and women. We prepare the altar every week for us to have worship. There are always Christians, the first thing they did was to break bread and pass the cup. So if it's listed in baptisms and Eucharist, dead and wine, that's how they understood themselves. They understood themselves as the heart-hearted spirit of Jesus became the body of the mix. It takes a lot of work to get all that together. Okay? So Sue's going to do some work for us today. What do you have to do in remembering to do this to help you have Eucharist break bread and also do that? So why don't you, right now you're going to be doing the wine of the word, so you'll be doing that. And there's lots of people who can help you with this. The thing about what the altar does is every time you set the altar up, you remember the sacrifice of Jesus.
Pause.
Back in a minute. No? All right, I'm going to keep going. So every time you all go to the back set of the table, it's like the women going to the tomb to prepare Jesus' body and experiencing the resurrection at the end of the tomb. Okay? So I think we're back up live. So, some of the things we do is we get the bread ready. So we have people in the church who make bread fresh. And we keep it, sometimes we freeze it, we cross it over there, and we get the bread ready. So I have wafers up in here, and all the symbols we use to get things ready. You actually can help the altar guild to be a member if you like. Even you, Will. Yes, here. You can help if you want. What do you think? She's thinking about it. Okay. So later on, I'm going to have you bring the bread. because you're going to get back to the time to get ready. When you go in, you go all in, there's so much better than the number where you should go in. Okay, so we're going to be ready for you on the plate. Okay, and I think I will, I'm going to bring the wine, pure wine, okay, and water. You do not forget, really, you just go ahead and set that in the back of the church. So that's just going to happen now. Cool. So you guys can help set it now. You see something different about me? I don't have any vestments of it. So we keep them back here. So what I'm putting on now is called an out, but actually it's Colin, who's going to be baptized today, is wearing the same kind of thing. He's all in a white clothing. So this reminds me that I'm the same as Colin. Okay? So I can baptize. So me and Colin are really the same. Colin is getting ordained today. So me, Colin and I are the same. We're a little different. We're over here, inside, we're going to show you, and we learn certain things. So this is called Rome, and all the acolytes in every year is it. It's technically called a funny name called cincture, but it's really or hurdle, which is a funny word for it. Old Testament word means verb, strengthen yourself. Anybody been weightlifting yet? If sometimes you see the big guy who wear the belts, that's to strengthen your core a little bit. This is some resolve. So we tie up a couple of different knots for different purposes. But generally, you get ourselves verb ready, correct? And then because I'm to remind you of who you are as a minister of Christ. I wear this thing called a soul that comes in different colors. I put it on because first it's to remind myself that I wasn't, and then I put it on. And it's a soul, it's a sign and a symbol of my office as a priest. Deacon Doc was one across the park as a symbol of office as deacon. And then both of us were able to do some fancy days, but I wear a thing called a chasuble, which is designed as a Roman official garment. And it reminds me not only of my office, but it also can remind you that in your baptism, you're called to make sacrifice for other people. Right? A priest at the church, in our church, has a whole congregation make sacrifice at the table where you pray. And even though I do it myself, I do it with you. We're all togetherness. So even though I wear stuff like this, the acolytes are baptismal garments. We're all priests by virtue of our baptism. I'm set aside to deliver to remind who you are, but that's what I get to wear every day. And it comes in different colors. So we've got white, purple, green, rose, red, so on. So we keep everything here to be ready. The other thing we do is get things ready for baptism. So this is Collins. And there's a certificate which proves that he's a Christian. And I sign it, and Mrs. Houston organized the work on it. Well, we also have a habit of everybody in the church who saw it was here, also because they're priests, they get to sign it back with it. So, step up to you. Have you guys ever signed it before? I don't know why you've been here for baptism, why didn't you sign it? Everybody, you're all equal to your parents and judges who you are as Christians. So, can I sit some last time? You all sign it, and we'll bring it out and go outside. Okay? You know, we need some help to set up the creeds. So, we're going to get the chalices out. That's going to be sort of like the preparatory table. The sideboard of the church is going to say, come on, check. Oh, boy. So, there's lots of stuff that gets involved. Right here. year, we organized a call of practice. What do you need to have an apple? Water. Right? So we have water over here. You guys can put that in there. We also need oil. The grass is going to stop. It's simple. Oil of preservation. We just call it the sacrament of initiation of the life of Christ. It's a beautiful smell to it. And we have all of you who have been baptized have had that sign on the cross to recognize that you are a Christian. We also have a shell that we use for the oil of the child, and a candle that we light for the Christ candle to represent how we invite Christ in the person that you have got. Okay, so that's what we do. And he is going to join you as people who justice, love, mercy, and are humble to God. Right? So why don't you go back and start keep going with the service. And just to finish up with my congregation, Jack caught me from falling over as I walked backwards into my teacher. But I forgot. We walk backwards together. And there's lots of ways we can fall over and stumble. There are big pits waiting for us to fall into. There are big logs in the road. There are ways our feet are going to get tripped over our own very selves as we stumble. And what happens to us is not the same thing Jesus yelled to us, do justice, love mercy, or comfort with God, but all of somebody like Jack saying, hey, Phil, knock it off. Should not do the same for you. So you catch each other. You hold each other to account. You love each other. Right? And maybe if we turn around, we might get that glimpse of the kingdom every now and again. You get a discern over there with all the little results. Thank you, Matt. Okay? As we walk backward together, it's much safer that way.